True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just letting you guys know, seeing this coming across from Chandler Rome, J.P. Francis in Toronto is expected to join the Astros.
Over his Eiffel Tower is back, baby.
The Eiffel Tower is back, baby. You can expect that with that very intriguing conversation about CJ and D'Amico. With 4 hours with your favorite afternoon drive show in all of Houston. The Drive. All right, you're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, AC2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is.
Well, hey, boys.
Who's your guy on offense? My man, D'Amico started looking for cigarettes. Hell, I ain't got.
Hey, they're in your sleeve, coach. They're rolled up in your sleeve, coach.
Who's that guy that steps up? Dude, boy, man, I can't find my Newports. Can't find them. He said, woo. I'm telling you. We'll get into that. We're going to play D'Amico in full. I heard it. I couldn't get out of the car. We're going to play it in full in the 4 o'clock hour. If you missed it, we'll let you hear it for yourself on that. But it was really, really good. Clint Sterner, Tyler Miller in the building, and this is The Drive. And it is a special day. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, baby.
Ooh. Got through it, Bud. Good job, man.
Oh, God, man, I did it. It was once.
I was really leaning into Tape Drop Tuesday, and then all of a sudden he said Texans, and I said, oh, don't slip.
We'll get to the tape drop. But it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and that means today in the 5 o'clock hour, correct, Tyler? Is that what we're doing? There you go. He makes the decisions. All right, Tyler, 5 o'clock hour. We will hook somebody up with a pair of tickets in the bullpen. Make sure you're listening. You got a chance to be there for Monday night's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will give you a cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour, but make sure you're listening to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen.
Also, while we're on the ticket front, I want to remind everybody at our Football Friday events that thanks to our Houston area Ford dealers and that we are giving away tickets to Texans games there as well. So it's not just today, we're also giving some away Friday. You got to be in attendance there. So plan on winning these tickets today in the 5 o'clock hour, as well as plan on coming and see us on Friday and maybe you can win a pair of tickets right there too.
Yeah. Hey, you got a chance to win tickets all up in this bad boy.
Hey, we should give it back to the people, man.
Trying to. That's what we're doing. All right, it is not only a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and for the first time this year, it is a tape drop Tuesday as Clint goes through the tape. He goes through the tape and he takes a deep breath after watching the game on Sunday, doing the post game where he gives his immediate reaction, kind of laying down on it a little bit, and comes in on Monday and gives his reaction. And now he's had some time to watch the tape. And I'll hand it over to you. What did you see? What did you see? Was it better? Was it worse than what you thought? What did you see when you watched the tape?
Well, it was worse than I thought.
Oh, God!
D'Amico's got some real problems. D'Amico's got some real problems offensively. I mean, it wasn't. I gave the O-line a little bit of a pass yesterday, and the reality of it is that they didn't deserve that pass. I think there's some guys up there, Ron, that are some. I'll blame on the organization. Some just personally ain't it, and I'm just gonna be straight.
You're already there. It's 100%. Personally, ain't it?
100%. I'm gonna tell you. Your center and your left guard, Jake Andrews, is obviously he's injured. Patterson. We're gonna get the same. What is it? Jake Andrews and.
Yeah,
and
I always call him David, his brother, but Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson.
Jarrett, I just kept calling him Jake. Jarrett Patterson and Jake Andrews. Ain't worried about them. You're gonna get the best that you can get out of them two right there at center. I'm not worried about the center position. Either one of those doesn't matter. Lakin Tomlinson, he's giving you everything he's got. Run game, pass game, he's giving you everything he's got. Titus Howard is doing the best that he can at right guard, but he's simply not a guard. I mean, Titus Howard at guard is an emergency. I have nobody else available. Move.
That was the plan, though.
Titus Howard, but you watch it. Just watching him again this year, like he does not stylistically. He's not a guard. He gets in trouble because he's a tackle playing guard. And he fights his ass off and does the best he can given that. But if you watch him, his skill set is not suited. He's not built to be. His skill set's not suited to be a guard. Can he emergency play guard? Yes. Does he survive down there? Yes. Does he show glimpses of doing some things decent? Yes. But he's a tackle. He is absolutely a tackle. You cannot play him at guard any longer. You can't do it. He's got to be your right tackle.
Oh, you're out on him. You don't want to. See that as
unless Juice Scruggs gets hurt, and you're just flat ass out of guards. I'm gonna get somewhere with this because it stems from somewhere else, right? And I'll go there right now. Cam Robinson can't play for this football team. Cam Robinson cannot. He's not one of your top two tackles. And there is a
big free agent guy.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. There is a level of quit in Cam Robinson. Now, I'm sure D'Amico and Nick and Cole Popovich will say, well, he's not ramped up. He was hurt most of training camp, and then he was ill. He was sick earlier in the week and whatever. But there's a willingness to quit that I saw last year, and we were all but promised to and guaranteed it wasn't going to be the case this year. There's a real play not to get hurt look to him on film. I mean, there's running plays where Nick Chubb is still on 2 feet fighting, and he has stood still for a second plus just standing behind it and watching it as the defense jumps on him. Like, there's no room for what D'Amico Ryans is trying to do offensively. There's no room for what Cam Robinson is bringing to the table. Now, if you really think he's not ramped up, he's out of shape, he's sick, he's hurt, then get his ass off to the side and get him in shape, right? He cannot play tackle in week two for the Houston Texans. It's got to be Titus Howard at right tackle. It's got to be Arianti Ursary at left tackle. You put Titus Howard at right tackle and let him do his thing. If he gets his ass beat, then you got a high dollar man that's a tackle getting his ass beat. You got to deal with it. But game plan wise, you put him at right tackle. And you let him ride, right? You put Juice Scruggs at right guard, and you hope like hell you second round pick in the second year after you've developed him with your new scheme and your new revamped offensive line, he can play better. I don't care what center you put in the game. Lakin Tomlinson is good at guard, and Arianti Ursary is at left tackle, and you tell your offensive coordinator, I got a rookie at left tackle, I got
to
protect him.
So you seem to be very confused by the decision of, all right, Ed Ingram can't go, so we'll shift Cam Robinson Ursary over to bring in Scruggs.
I'm not confused with it. I think it's, again, as I said yesterday, I think it's the organization's fault why we've watched this type of offensive line play for so long. It's not about the O-line coach. We've watched him shuffle 42 different offensive linemen through this thing. It's decisions like this that put you in a bad, bad spot. And I mean, Cam is he cannot play left tackle for this team right now. And
Juice has to be a better option at guard than him at left tackle.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it came down to.
Absolutely. 100%. So you look at this, based on the film, I'm telling you, Cam Robinson can't play in week two at left tackle. There's no way D'Amico Ryans can let him, whether it's because he's not healthy, he's not in shape, or because he just can't get it done. That letting, given what you're trying to accomplish with this offense and what you preach all offseason, to turn that film on and watch Cam Robinson do what he does, that can't be, okay, that's what we're going to do at left tackle. It simply can't. There's got to be, you know, D'Amico talks about being physical and straining to finish and finishing every play. There's nothing about Cam that does that.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, there's a level of play there where, I mean, he's hanging on for dear life a good chunk of the time. And you might as well put a tackle, you might as well put your rookie over there and let him do that if that's going to be your problem, right? But you got to stay, there's got to be some kind of stability up front for Nick Caley, because it becomes unfair for Nick Caley, right? What happens is, again, if you put Titus Howard at right tackle, he's on an island, you let him play, right? You put Juice Scruggs at right guard, maybe you get a little bit of a step back, but hey, man, you got to fight, you got to figure it out, right? Your center's good, your left guard's good, and you got to tell Nick Caley, hey, man, I got a left tackle over there. It's up to you schematically to take care of him. Everything else is on the player. But schematically, I need you to help out that left tackle a little bit. This other jive, it ain't working up front. That, to me, that's on the offensive side of the ball, that's where this thing starts. That is the initial takeaway when you watch this film offensively, is like, the offensive line wasn't.
Because yesterday you said the line felt a lot, not a lot, but felt better than last year. Yeah, and now you've watched it.
Yeah.
Because when you say the physicality part, that's a lot of what you've said the last couple of years.
I don't think it's as just piss poor play up front.
They did better on stunts.
They did a little bit better, yeah. They did a little bit better. But look, I mean, here's the deal. Here's the thing. Like, one of the sacks, right? Jarrett Patterson gets beat, okay? But Jarrett Patterson's hanging on for dear life. He's finishing. He's straining. He's doing what D'Amico wants you to do. And CJ ran smooth into the guy. All CJ had to do.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It was push up in the pocket and keep the play alive, and it was good.
Yeah, that commentator that, said something about it.
That was on the quarterback. That was on CJ. But could the center have played better? Yeah, sure. He could have done better. You know, the tackle, Ariante Ursary got his ass whipped a few times. Rookie, you expect it. Cam Robinson got beat multiple times and sometimes just got pushed straight back into the lap of the quarterback. And then there were some free runners that came through that are communication issues that C.J. Stroud never even saw him coming. And then there's asking a running back, Woody Marks, to step up in the hole in the A-gap and take on a backer. And he gets – I mean, he's hanging on for dear life, but he gets beat. And so –
said that a lot.
It's not as chaotic of just getting like a some kind of game up front, just destroying the protection. But they're just not as talented. And I think, in my opinion, I think what has to be done, what gives this team the best chance to play solid offensive football, is Cam Robinson's got to be on the sideline, and your offensive coordinator has to be put in a position where he worries about one guy, and that's Ariante Ursary. When it comes to protection, your left tackle needs a tight end hip-to-hip to him, or a tailback or a fullback to his side. That's it. And you can, and then everything else from there, I don't care what you do. I do. Get Nico the damn ball. But other than there, like, I don't care what you do from that point right there. That's just that's got to happen. It's got to happen for Nick Caley. It's got to happen for C.J. Stroud. It's got to happen for Titus Howard. It's got to happen for Arianti Ursary. It has to. And now everything hinges on, can Juice Scruggs hold up? You got one guy out there trying to hold up instead of a rookie tackle, a tackle that seems disinterested in even being physical and finishing and you know, earning $12 to $14 million. Nick Caley can overcome one problem. He can't overcome two or three.
As a tape drop Tuesday, also on a Texans Ticket Tuesday, Clint went through the film. What did you see in terms of one of the other big differences with this offense, and that is C.J. Stroud getting more control of what's happening up there?
Kiss it goodbye. There's nothing in game one. There's nothing in game tape in game one that tells me that C.J. But it doesn't even – like, it would be one thing if they had – I would rather them have five delay of games with C.J. Stroud standing at the line of scrimmage trying to figure out who the hell the mic is, and he's running the damn show. And because he's young and he's never done it, it's because – see, like, there's nothing from an operation standpoint that we watched in that game that tells me C.J. Stroud has more command.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.